This week in the Civil War, Confederate General Joseph Johnston struggled financially after the war. He became president of a small railroad company until 1868, when he established an insurance company in Savannah, Georgia, which became an agent for the Liverpool and London and Globe Insurance Company. That venture allowed him time to write his memoirs, which were critical of Jefferson Davis and others of his fellow Confederates. Entering politics in 1879, he was elected to one term in Congress and later served as a commissioner of railroads during the Grover Cleveland administration. Serving as a pallbearer at Sherman's funeral in the cold of February 1891, he refused to wear his hat out of respect for the deceased, catching a cold, which soon developed into pneumonia. Johnston died several weeks later in Washington, D.C. This Week in the Civil War is presented by Texas Public Radio and the History Department of Shriner University.